This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a lot to talk about, and the father of the Me Too movement is something I think we should be talking about, because one of the things that bugs me about what's been going on with Kavanaugh, and we got more, we'll discuss other stuff, but one of the things that bothers me about this situation with Kavanaugh is the fact that we've lost sight of this whole Me Too movement. We've lost sight of the gravity of why it started. I call Harvey Weinstein the father of the Me Too movement. I call Bill Clinton its grandfather. Now, it's been going on for a long time. I'm not looking for the patient zero. You know, we got to go back a long way to find patient zero. But here's what I'll tell you. Patient zero is a leftist dude. And he's somebody that he's a wolf in sheep's clothing walking among women who claim who are going to exalt this guy. Weinstein's a perfect example. Look at all the so-called feminists who were friends with Harvey Weinstein. His name hasn't come up. I looked Harvey Weinstein up just the other day, and you know what he's doing? They said he's mounting his defense against these women. You know that 80 women have accused Weinstein of sexual harassment, assault, or rape. Weinstein, whatever. Asia Argento, who, by the way, was accused of sexual assault herself on a young man, a 17-year-old kid, she's one that put the list together. A list of over 100 alleged instances of sexual abuse by Weinstein, and they put that list together in November of 2017. The list dates back from 1980 to 2015 and include 18 allegations of rape. But this is what the left are trying to do to Judge Kavanaugh, is to say he potentially groped a girl back in when he was 17 and old. The second accuser says at a party he supposedly took out his penis. Where, as I asked earlier, where was everybody else? This is what the left has succumbed to. But guess what they've overlooked? They overlooked that Weinstein was supposed to break open Hollywood. He was supposed to be the coconut. They took the shell apart, and he was going to expose, pardon the pun, everything that was going on inside of that cocoon of debauchery. And we've got nothing. We still got Weinstein, and he's fighting. Don't be surprised. Within 2 or 3 years, Harvey Weinstein is back owning a studio, produces a successful movie, and it's rinse and repeat all over again. Because let me tell you something. Nothing has changed in Hollywood. Nothing. They are still taking advantage of these young bumpkins coming to town. Guys are still, producers are still saying, you put out, I'll get your role, yada, yada, yada. And you know what the women's movement, the Me Too movement is doing? Nothing. They're keeping their mouths shut because the very same women that are complaining, there are a group of people who have made their way up, and they're saying that those women that are now on the way out, they're saying, shut up. You had your chance. Disingenuous leftists to their rotten cores. I understand why conservative women don't want to be a part of that nonsense. The same reason why you have conservative blacks that say, What are you trying to tempt me into by saying, Kevin, I'm going to, you know, you're expelled from the black race. Thanks. Don't do me any favors. If I got to put up with all the nonsense of crazy blacks, ethnocentric thinking, racist behavior, criminality beyond belief, black on black crime, acting like you care about me, please. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I mean, let me just tell you, thank you. As I said earlier, thank you. Father of the Me Too movement. Why bother with Weinstein and all of Hollywood and the numerous mostly leftist congressmen who've been accused of everything from groping to rape when you have a 30-plus-year-old past of the judge to review, right? To stop him at all costs. Why? Because he's a stellar guy, perfect for the Supreme Court, and you know what he's going to do? He's going to rule based on the rule of law. That's how he's going to rule. He's going to follow the Constitution. How dare he? As ridiculous as this strategy is, I say, have fun with it. Democrats want to resort to kicking their own butts? They see this as positioning only women for positions of power, folks. But this is a huge backfire. You want to know why? And for those of you who say to me, Kevin, I can't say these things, you know, black folks, this, that, and the other, because it'll get me in trouble. I say it about women. In case you guys don't know this, at Fox News, the top person that I report to at Fox News is a woman. The two people below her that pick my career are women. And I've had this very same conversation with them. I love strong women. But what I don't tolerate is liars. Conniving liars. I don't care what your gender is. So this idea that we got to believe people, and what gets me is how we've allowed them to take this Me Too thing and put it into the realm of Kavanaugh, when we've got congressmen that have been, we've been paying their slush fund money off, mostly leftist congressmen. We've got Hollyweird. We've got entertainment that treats women. Look at rappers. Look at who's in entertainment. Somebody give me this. Who dominates entertainment? Leftists. Who are the people that talk about women like they're dogs? Leftists. The people that vote Democrat. They're the ones who talk about women like they're dogs. Unbelievable. Unbelievable scenarios involving Kavanaugh with very weak women. What an embarrassment to feminism is Blasey Ford, Professor Ford, and this chick Debbie Ramirez. What an embarrassment. Leftist women, you should not to use them as your poster children of strength. They're so brave to come out. They're not brave. They're a bunch of lemmings being told what to say and what to do. Should be ashamed of themselves, and they should be ashamed. You mean the Democrats should be ashamed for them? Anybody that's got a brain should be going, what are you people trying to pull? Do you really think Republicans are that stupid? Conservatives are that stupid? Do you think women are that stupid? And what are you saying to other women? What are you saying to young girls? That's your excuse for whatever? We got a story coming up. It'll blow your mind. Again, falsely accusing men of things that they didn't do. Why? All for personal gain, you know, or the gain of the system, if you will. The Me Too movement. Women are strategizing right now in this country how they can get back at old boyfriends, at old work, you know, workers, people that they that you know, maybe got a promotion, at old bosses, at you name it. Ex-husbands can say or do whatever you want, and the man is automatically guilty. That is ridiculous. I don't know what's going to happen after I'm dead, but while I'm here, if you accuse me of something, you better have proof, because I'm coming at you fully, guns a-blazing. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Folks, I know there's a ton to talk about, but indulge me for a bit because I really want to make you understand how badly the left missed things with Donald Trump. And I think if we put it in perspective based on the economy, it'll help you understand all the other things that they've missed. Now, I played a clip earlier of a guy named Ian Bremmer who was talking about how step out of CNN land for a while and look at the week Trump had, and he's explaining to two CNN hosts that Donald Trump had a good week. You guys are trying to relate the Cohen crap to Russia. You're looking for things to blame for Donald Trump so you can keep it in the news as negative. And you got to understand, the real world is not seeing what you're seeing. And I'm going to get back to that in a second. But what I want to do right now is I want to play a few clips of what people said leading into the election and just kind of discuss that. And then in the next segment, I swear, you're not going to want to miss it. I'm going to analyze exactly what happened after supposed Armageddon, and I want you to go with me. I promise you this will be so eye-opening you will not want to miss it. This segment's too short, or else we do it here. But I want to start off with what Hillary Clinton said of Well, you know what? Let's do this first because I played it. I talked about earlier about how Mark Cuban talked about doom and gloom for Trump with the economy. So let's play his clip. Then we'll play Hillary Clinton's, okay?
And then there's the uncertainty of the election. I mean, I have my Trump hedge on. In the event Donald wins, I have no doubt in my mind the market tanks. And so I literally have put on a more than 100% hedge.
Really?
That I'll put on stronger if it looks like there's a better
chance.
What
does that mean? Donald Trump wins in November. What is Mark Cuban doing?
Mark Cuban, if the polls look like there's a decent chance that Donald could win, I'll put a huge hedge on that's over 100% of my equity positions and my bond position as well that protects me just in case he wins.
So I wonder how Cuban made out with that hedge. I'd love to see somebody follow up on that. But now, because look, at the end of the day, I don't care what Mark Cuban does. He's turned out to be a big stooge. But let's play the Hillary Clinton and what she talked about pre-election and her doom and gloom fear-mongering about what would happen if Donald Trump got elected.
Donald Trump's ideas about the economy and the world will cause millions of Americans to lose their jobs. He's written a lot of books about business. They all seem to end at chapter 11. We can't let him bankrupt America like we are one of his failed casinos.
Now, see, I want you to understand. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So that's Hillary Clinton trying to be cutesy, right? See, all of his books end in chapter 11. Nice soundbite. Great quip, right? And then she, goes on to try to be humorous again. Good for Hillary, but what it shows you is somebody who's a speechwriter gave her the talking points and she delivered them. But if you were reading between, if you understood what she was saying, I'm just talking about putting on your thinking cap. What Hillary's saying is, I've never been in business. I've never run a business. I've never written books about business. I've never studied the economy to the level of Donald Trump. What Donald Trump has done with all these books and his bankruptcies and all the things that she was alluding to was he was sharpening his steel. The entire life of Donald Trump has led up to the moments that we are facing right now. And look, it's not just tied to the stock market. I don't care about the stock market. I think it's artificial in many ways. And, but it's a barometer of what you and I believe. I'm just going to be blunt. The stock market isn't what it used to be. It wasn't like you owned a piece, like in the old days where you owned a piece of the company. You have a worthless piece of paper that's really sort of a Ponzi scheme. And some people are betting it goes up at times, and other people are betting it goes down. But if you're not getting a dividend and something back for that money that you're putting in there, you're just betting that other people are going to – I mean, this is truly what you're doing. You're hoping that more people believe in it at the time when you decide to cash out so you can go cash into the next new thing. That's what it is. It is a big Ponzi scheme. That's just a fact. And there are people that can argue about it, but I promise you, I'll get experts on here that will just blow your mind. There are stocks that you own. You have no voting rights, and it's worthless in the event of them filing bankruptcy, etc. What is that? It's a worthless piece of paper, but you're betting with speculators. But regardless of that, people believe in the markets. It's a sign of, do you believe in the economy? And what Donald Trump is proving is people believe in the American economy. They believe in that worthless piece of paper, just like your greenback, going up and people wanting to bet on, can I hedge my bets against your bets? Can I time my moves better than you? And some people go, leave it in the big stocks, AT&T and IBM and all that. Okay, fine. But all that stuff gets corrected. But over time, more and more people believe in it, and you keep the Ponzi scheme going. Now, here's the good news. There's always going to be lots of Ponzi's. Every time kids graduate and go into the workforce, they say, stick your money in a 401k. So a whole new group of money comes in, and everybody looks at it and goes, ooh, this is good. I like it. But then there's a correction. You want to know what the correction is? When all those people get out, you know, that are leaving the workforce, and they say, I'm going to take a little bit of that out of there because I no longer need it. Now, here's what keeps it going is when you die, you pass it along to your kids and you say, hey, here's that stock I bought 100 years ago that's worth money, and your kids keep it. And they say, okay, and it's continual. But guess what? If everybody that got into the market, you know, when they're 16 and start working, or 21 or 22 when they get out of college, if all the old people just took their money out, it would be a push-pull. And the Ponzi scheme wouldn't work as well. But old people, they time it. They keep that money going. They go, no, leave it in there. I'm getting my dividends. I'm getting this. So that's how the market works, and it works okay. Okay, but it is a big Ponzi scheme, and you're betting on the next generation believing in the market. And if you're going to believe in it at any time, the time to believe in it is right now. Quickly, here's another person's doom and gloom predictions with Trump.
Election would be a version of what we saw with Brexit. In a way, Brexit was a shot across the bow of the global community. This would be an earthquake. And I think if Brexit sent the FTSE down 5% or 6% and the Dow down about the same, in fact, all the major indices were down 5 or 6, I would think a Trump election would be double or triple that.
So that's a guy, I don't even know his name, but he's, you know, one of these big economists, and he's saying the election of Donald Trump is going to send the Dow down at least 10%, as much as 15%. So that was the doom and gloom. And I'm not kidding you, go back and look. Every major media outlet was saying the same thing. Donald Trump, there are fears for Donald Trump if he's elected. It's crazy out there. People are just running, you know, they don't know. That's the uncertainty of Donald Trump. Donald Trump, Donald Trump. One of the guys who's been studying economics, who understands business inside and out. Stay tuned.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is continuing his meetings with officials in Mexico City as thousands of migrants continue trekking towards the United States and Mexico border. Reports are that the migrant caravan tore down a border gate in Guatemala and began to rush toward the border bridge into Mexico. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joined Fox Business.
President's just doing what he said he would do, which is trying to get control of the southern border. I think it also underscores why we need to build the border security wall.
President Trump is in Arizona, where he will will be holding one of his Make America Great rallies tonight after touring Luke Air Force Base, which is just outside of Phoenix. Ed Rollins ran Ronald Reagan's campaign. He says the president's doing a great job for candidates out on the campaign trail.
The president's doing exactly what he needs to be doing. He's running a very brilliant campaign, and I don't know who's advising him to do it, but he's doing it correctly. He's going to the places he needs to. He creates energy.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Got a lot to talk about. I'm probably going to try to get back to some of this UN stuff, but I wanted to break things up a little bit. We talked about the economy, bad news for the left, the millennials. Oh, yeah. They don't believe that it's Obama's doing. They see Donald Trump as the man. They may not like his tweets. They may not like his style, but you know what they like? They like those jobs. Man, consumer confidence through the roof. We'll talk about it another time, but there are hardly any bad indicators today. Just the way it is. Things are rising. Oh, my goodness. We got some issues, though, for the left. They got some problems. See, they're trying to shoehorn people in. They want military people running or people that they want associated with the military because they think that's going to help them get some seats in Congress. They're pulling out all the tricks. I read a report. They're winning the governor's race and the Senate race in Florida. They're winning the Senate the governor's race in Georgia. They have a radical black woman running there. She wants to give scholarship money to illegals. She wants you not to be able to bail yourself out of jail. She says no bail. And she is anti-Trump. She's a lying leftist who has stolen millions of dollars, paying people under the table. It is a crooked factory over there with this woman. And, you know, people got to start helping. The guy that's running against her, his name is Brian Kemp. You got to get out there and you got to help these guys. $5-$10. Let the people know that, you know, the masses are giving money to these campaigns so people know, okay, we're watching. Then the GOP jumps in. Now, the GOP is going to help them. But how in Georgia could you be possibly running neck and neck with an avowed socialist who is a thief and who vows to continue to steal your money? How does that even happen? How is Keith Ellison still on the ballot? This dude is a white beater. Look, leftists are trying to ignore his abuse. They've been overlooking. Oh, he says it didn't happen. He said, she said. They haven't said a word. He kicked the crap out of his girlfriend. You should see those pictures. Black eyes. I mean, just brutalized her. Just look at those pictures. But people have stayed on this story, thankfully, like a dog on a bone, and rightfully so. Keith Ellison beats women. And the Democrats have used the subterfuge of Brett Kavanaugh and these bimbos that they're bringing up, these sex-crazed teenage girls that went to multiple gang rape parties and didn't drink the punch. Are you kidding? I mean, 15-year-old girls going, well, it was a party. It was me and four 17-year-old boys. Now, I'm not sure if Brett Kavanaugh was there, but I do remember being, you know, sexed up by a bunch of boys. Yeah, What are your parents? I would love to talk to their parents and say, hey, just let me, just out of curiosity, was your daughter kind of crazy? Oh, geez, Kevin, let's not, listen, that was a rough period for us. We prefer not to forget it. Christine's now a, she's now a professor. And we're as happy that she finally made it through, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Can we just not talk about that? Yeah, I bet. When I came back from school one time, for military school, a young girl, I was, my family, we were good friends with their family, and they were like, I'm not going to say the names because people from my hometown listen to the show, but they, the woman in this family was, I just remember her being a very classy lady. She reminded me of, like Cicely Tyson, but she wasn't as dark. And her husband was a very big man, and he was very stately and intelligent sounding. And, they had a daughter. She was probably, I'm guess, four years younger than I was. And so I got back to town. I don't know if it was my senior year or my junior year. But I was, driving, that kind of thing. And I go hang out to see my boys, all my friends, and stuff like this. And they said, hey, man, we're going over to the pool, the public pool. Okay, I'll meet you guys over there. So I'm not swimming. I'm just in fully clothed. And they'd come to town. I'm like, I just want to see my friends. So they're there, and we're talking and stuff, and I see this particular girl. Now, she's older, because, when I'd seen her, I had like a growth spurt, during that period, I guess. So she looked like a full, like a girl. She was an attractive young girl, but still 3-4 years younger than I was. So I was, me and my boys are talking. I was like, man, so-and-so's really grown up, and this person's changed, and I'm talking about this stuff. And I mentioned this particular girl, and guys are like, man, shoot, that girl is wild, buck wild. And I was like, what? Yeah. And I'm thinking about her parents, who are just the salt of the earth. I mean, just so good people. And, just the type of black folks that you go, man, now that's the way black folks are supposed to be. And so, long story short, this was before I even knew about the girl's reputation. I went by to see them because she was one of my grandmother's best friends, the lady. I went by to see them, and the screen door was open, and I knocked on the door. I was like, hey, I yelled into the door. Both doors open. It's a little town, people. That's the way we live. So I walked in. I was like, hey, is anybody here? No, and I'm yelling out the names of the parents and what have you. They're not there. Well, I hear the daughter comes out, and I see her. I was like, hey. I was like, yeah, hey, how you doing? She's like, good. I said, where are your folks? She's like, well, they're not here. I said, oh, well, hey, just tell them I drive by. She's like, okay, whatever else. And I leave. I go back home. The woman calls my grandmother and says, hey, Kevin came by the house and all this. And my grandmother said, yeah, he told me he was looking for you and your husband. Say hello. And she goes, yeah. She goes, well, the neighbors told me because we kind of got people looking out for our daughter. And my grandmother's like, well, what for? And she's like, well, we're having some problems with her and boys and all this. So I'm kind of overhearing my grandmother tell this story. And I was like, well, what's the big deal? So she tells me, and I was like, okay, well, whatever. But she says, well, but hey, no. If Kevin wants to date her, it's okay. That's what this lady said. So then when I went to go see my friends, my other buddies, that's when they told me this girl had gone buck wild. Just crazy. Sexing up boys left and right. I'm going from memory, but I know this girl couldn't have been, I know she wasn't older than 14. And she's buck wild. Now, I don't know what she did. I was there for the summer. I maybe saw her and her friends at the park, passing. Hey, and that was it. I don't know what she's done with the rest of her life. But I know this. The story they told about this girl, it was crazy. If you had said to me, if I didn't know it from her mother calling my grandmother to say Kevin had been by the house, and, I've got my neighbors looking out, I wouldn't have even known. And, of course, when I saw my friends, they told me, and I wouldn't have believed them had I not heard my grandmother tell me, the conversation that had occurred. And so it happens. I don't blame the family. I don't blame the girl. I mean, it is what it is. For whatever reason, she just was that way. And it wasn't because of her parents. They were really good people. But you know what? I don't think she's accusing people like Judge Kavanaugh of holding gang rape parties for her. But I got off track because I want to talk about Keith Ellison. Because he beats women. And now they want to get into his records. They want to see what Keith Ellison is all about. So the Minnesota Star Tribune has filed a lawsuit to unseal his divorce records. Because there were domestic abuse accusations from Karen Monahan, the woman that he beat the crap out of. Deputy chair of the DNC, state's Democratic nominee for attorney general, and he divorced his wife, Kim Ellison, back in 2012, you know, because Keith was a player. But they sealed his records. No, now, by the way, this is the way Barack Obama got into office. He unsealed the records of his of the guy he was running against and accused them that where they were accusing each other of all kinds of stuff, and then he just ripped them to shreds. But with Keith Ellison, they don't want to let you know. So motion to unseal his records comes after allegations from Monahan, his ex-girlfriend, that he violently dragged her off of bed, yelled, B, get the F out of my house, in a heated argument they had in 2016. Now, he's denied it, but she's been vocal. She's been all over Twitter saying emotional and physical abuse from him in 2017 November. And the day before, Monahan tweeted that the Democratic Party, her own party, does not believe her allegations against Ellison, the same way swaths of people have gathered behind Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. I don't blame her. She's probably upset. Now, they say, the Star Tribune says, look, this has enough public interest that, and Kim Ellison stands, even though she stands behind her husband saying the divorce records are a matter, they still say the divorce records are a matter of concern to voters and need to be shown. And I say, I agree. He's running for the highest office in the land. Is he going to beat women? What's his stance on women? He's a Muslim. Well, why should we believe him? Let me tell you, if this was a Republican, he would have been tarred and feathered on the town square. You and I all know it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
You remember when you were a kid and you had to wait, like you wait till your father gets home, stuff like that? Ooh, that's worse than the punishment. Really, because it's such a mental thing, you know. You're like looking at the clock, like when's dad get home? Or in my case, my uncles gave discipline because my grandmother would say to my brother and I, and y'all go straight home after school and y'all don't leave that house until one of my cousins would come over to sit for us. This is the crazy world, right? I mean, we're talking about a long time ago, but this is how black folks grow up, where my cousins would get off of their school and they, you know, so I'd have to go straight home. A kid, I'm talking about in the first and second grade, my brother and I, we'd go home, walk home from school. And it was a relatively safer neighborhood at the time, but we had to stay inside until my cousins came, and they had about a 2 to 3 hour differential between my grandmother getting home from work. Sometimes maybe 3 hours, you know, because I'd get out of school at like 3 o'clock, and then my grandmother would get home like 6:30. And so occasionally my uncle would come by because they couldn't get my cousins. So he'd be like, hey, I'll check on him. And he had given us strict rules that he would bust our butts if we weren't at that house. And you got kids, man, you forget. You get home and then the other kids come by the neighbor that, hey, can you come out and play, man? Yeah, okay. And then you go out play. And I'll never forget this one time. I'm out playing and I see my uncle's red GTO and it was his day to get us. See, my cousins and them, they didn't really care. But my uncle, he was like, y'all don't want me to tell y'all stay in that house till somebody got here. And, man, he would whoop that butt. And I remember just seeing him going, oh, crap, it's Uncle Willie's day. And me and my brother would be like, oh, we getting whoopings. And we went from exuberance, you know, playing with your friends. You see that red GTO. And you go, oh, crap. And that was like one of those dolly shots in Hollywood where you're just like, ooh, and you feel like you're being floated on air, but it isn't a good float on air. You ain't carried around like Cleopatra. Well, that's what it felt like to wait. Or my grandmother would say, you wait till you get your butt home, boy. I'm gonna give you. And you'd be like, ooh. It was horrible. It was worse than the whooping. But you got the whooping too. But I can tell you, if a child of yours has ever experienced that, ask them which one matters the most. That mind jack that it does to you is like, whoa. And this is what's so cool about thinking about that, is that builds you. That if I just got whoopings, like something happened, boom, you get a whooping. Something happened, you get a whooping. That's fine. But when something happens and you got to wait it out, that teaches a whole other lesson. I'm not going to try to dissect it right now. This isn't a psychology radio show, the Kevin Jackson Show. But to some degree it is. But I'm saying I'm not delving into that. I'm just saying it is a very different feeling than just getting that punishment. There are two punishments when you have to wait. That's what I'm trying to say. And James Comey, he has to wait. Eric Holder, he's got to wait. Barack Obama, he's got to wait. Hillary Clinton, he's got to wait. Now, the difference between them and me as a kid, they're out conniving, they're strategizing, they're trying to figure out how to get out of it. Just like it was with my uncle. There ain't no getting out. What story? Well, Uncle Willie, I was when Curtis came by and he said he wanted to play. I really didn't want to play, but his dog's head was stuck in the trash can. He'd say, well, he should have called another friend. My uncle was, there was no, it's like being a mafioso executioner, you know, and while you're talking, he's screwing on the silencer, you know, and you're going, you're just like, but listen, I have children. I could have said to my uncle, listen, one of these days I'm going to have kids and you're not going to want to, you know, you could ruin me. You know, I may not be able to have kids if you give me a whipping, you know. There was no getting out of it, man. It was like, you remember, I don't know if you guys, did you guys see the movie No Country for Old Men? When Jeffrey Bardem's character was going to kill you, there was no, you weren't talking him out of it. He sit there, you knew this day was coming. Well, and I remember Woody Harrelson like, well, you know, you don't have to. Poof. There was no negotiating with this psychopath. And I'm going to tell James Comey this. Think of us as the psychopath in that movie, No Country for Old Men. You're going down, man. He's waiting on his executioner, as are all these other Democrats. All of them. I mean, he gets a respite while these Democrats gin up nonsense, you know, like they have with Kavanaugh and this bimbo eruption. I almost said erection. This bimbo erection. I meant eruption. Sorry, folks. It's a bimbo eruption. That's what it is. Oh, Kevin called them bimbos. What is that, the B word? These have become, these stories from these women have become rife with humor. If we only had comedians out there that were going to cover it. Hey, Trevor Noah, is this thing on? You can't make a joke about, what's her name, Sketchnik or Spetsnik or whatever, Sputnik? Was she the satellite the Russians sent up? Ooh, did you notice the tie to the Russians there? Kevin's now dealing in conspiracy theories. The Kevin Jackson shows his conspiracy theories. He did go on Alex Jones. What are they going to do with Sketchnik or Sputnik or whatever her name is? You know, the girl, I can't imagine SNL not being able to find humor in a woman that says, it was awful. You know, I went to the gang rape and there was Kavanaugh standing there waiting his turn. And then, well, what were you doing? Waiting on mine, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, why are you asking me? So then I went to the second one. It was another one of my friends, you know. And then the third and the fourth and the fifth, you know. I mean, how can you not make fun of this? And then here's creepy porn attorney, Michael Avenatti. And what do you say to this guy? So, Michael Avenatti, creepy porn attorney, did you not recognize that this woman is lying when she says she not only went to 10, you know, rape things, she never reported them as rapes, didn't save a single girl, and oh, by the way, at the 10th one, she became the, finger quotes, victim. Yeah, I'm not buying it. So when Comey resurfaces from his rat hole, I find that humor-based. I felt like this when I read his op-ed. He begins with this drivel. He paints himself as a victim of the politicized process, compares the Kavanaugh confirmation process to the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And, for, you know, and he, got, of course, got criticized for it. He's like, you know, somebody said, when I took this over, I was going to be totally screwed being tasked with investigating Hillary Clinton. And I love this part that he wrote. He says, because one side was sure to be furious with the outcome. Yeah, whatever. This dude has been on the Clinton payroll and the payroll of the Democrats for decades. He is the fixer. You ever saw Pulp Fiction? When Harvey Keitel comes in and they've blown that kid's head off in the backseat, and Harvey Keitel's like, whatever. And he cleans it up, you know, with the bags, the whole deal. Looks like nothing's there. He's the fixer. That's what Comey's been. And the problem with this one was, he was between a rock and a big old rock. And he couldn't fix it. It was almost impossible to fix it. So he did the best he could. He had the FBI not interview Hillary Clinton with people, you know, no data, nothing to show that Hillary was ever interviewed. No audio, no video, nobody took notes. Nobody in the FBI would do that. That's what a fixer does. And then he gave us that convoluted, well, you know, she did a lot of things wrong, you know, and we understand she did a lot of things wrong. A lot of things are really bad. They were awful. But nothing rises to the level of whatever. And the idea, and what did he tell us? It was because of the lack of intent. Now, he's going to convince America that there was the lack of intent that made Hillary Clinton put a server, a super secret server, in her basement, in a bathroom basement closet. There was no intent there. Putting it on her own email server, not the State Department's, there was no intent there. Deleting 33,000, give or take, whatever the number of emails were, and deciding she was going to be the judge, jury, and executioner of whether or not an email made it to the State Department, which, for the record, they were all ours. They belonged to us. But no. Comey, you know, I was screwed. Yeah. In his treatise, Comey confides that someone tweeted that he was a, quote, political hack. He's worse than that. A political hack. Given his sensitive nature, I'm sure this rocked him to his marshmallow core. Pajama boy. I couldn't even put my pajamas on that night. I couldn't do it. It was terrible. The sensitive nature of Comey. Yeah, it's all about him. Typical Democrat sociopath. It's all about me, baby. I was wrong.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.